Darlene, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My
it's exciting.
Absolute pleasure. Now, first of all, congratulations on the fellowship. It's so awesome. How are you feeling about it?
So awesome. I'm absolutely over the moon. I'm just like so thrilled. I still can't believe it.
Amazing. And you deserve it, you know? I mean, like, the next thing I was going to ask is, like, would you, because, you know, you've got some amazing credits here. You know, I'd love to talk a bit about your previous work, including, you know, River of No Return, Red Fern Story, Bluey. Let's have a bit of a chat about that.
Sure. Well, what can I tell you? I mean, well, firstly, my foray into filmmaking, I should say, started with a little film that I made called Two Bob Mermaid, a la Million Dollar Mermaid, Esther Williams, and it was inspired by my mum growing up in the 1950s in a segregated country town and not being able to gain access to public property and, you know, like the cinemas or the school. And so the whole story is centered around the pool and just the politics of identity. So my mother's been a huge inspiration for me. And when I think about every film that I've made, it's really her guiding spirit that's pretty much anchored me and given me the strength and determination to keep going on and to keep our stories alive, telling our stories, having, you know, that cultural lens in which to look at things through and to speak from and to speak back, you know, about certain issues that affect us, whether they're historical or contemporary. So, yeah, that was really my foray. And every little thing that I've done, I just feel like there's a part of me and my mum in those films. So it's like some like ongoing theme, if you like.
Absolutely. And I mean, that links like perfectly into my next question. You know, as a Koori Dangari woman, how do you think your culture and experiences have kind of influenced your storytelling and filmmaking?
Well, it's everything because it's my cultural identity, it's my upbringing, it's my livelihood, it's who I am. So everything that I do stems and is informed by my own ancestry,
absolutely.
Essentially.
And now, this is a fairly new fellowship with you being the first person to be awarded it. And
I know.
You know, obviously it's the Deutsche Bank Fellowship for Australian First Nations Film Creatives. So how important do you think it is for First Nations people to have this kind of opportunity in the film industry, considering they are some of the world's earliest storytellers?
Yeah, it's super important. It's just so brilliant to have something really unique like this, a bespoke program that really does put a spotlight on who we are, where we come from, and our voice and our vision for the future. And so it's an amazing platform where, like, for me personally, as a Dangari woman, I'll be supported to actually tell my own uniquely original, like, stories, and in particular a TV series that I'm developing with Aquarius Films, which has a very strong Indigenous elements in it and centering around a particular Aboriginal character in the remote communities in the top end of Australia. And, you know, we have so much to share with the rest of the world, and it's just an exciting opportunity to be able to be supported both personally and professionally to continue to develop my skills and my artistic journey and to bring our stories and out to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. Well, Darlene, once again, huge congratulations, and thank you so, so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.